Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, you know this, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald is in our virtual green room right now. Speaking of green rooms, he spent some time in some green rooms at the White House. Hey, William, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's funny. The last time we talked, you mentioned you had worked covering the White House for 3 years. Well, I was curious, before we dive into the politics of the day, what was that like? I mean, do you remember the first day that you actually stepped into the White House? What was that like for you?
I don't remember the first day.
It was a blur.
I remember I was taking a lot of selfies. I am now the selfie king on Facebook among all my friends.
I like it.
But it's incredibly exciting. I've been doing it for quite some time, and it never gets old. I was actually supposed to be there today, but they actually asked me to go to the Capitol, and when they asked me to switch, I can't help but feel a little disappointed, because I really do enjoy the people at the White House, the environment. It's just fun. It's a lot of fun.
Now, when you go to those briefings, I know this from, I've had to have clearance at different stops where presidents were coming through, and I noticed the difference in the White House pack that covers whoever the president is at the time, because they've got to get their question in, they're doing the daily thing, and the president knows them from seeing their face much more than the average Joe. So is there like a competition, kind of sometimes a little feeding frenzy to jump up, like we see on TV where everybody raises their hand and screams out questions?
There absolutely is. And I'm not going to dive too much into that. I want to keep some friends there. But, yeah, I mean, it's like anything. You're going to find that, and I don't blame people at all. You know, sometimes you get the questions where Talk Radio News, we have our own seat, so, we're always there. But sometimes I can't help but kind of giggle at some of the questions that are asked just for airtime.
I love it. Just for airtime, exactly. Yep, it's exactly what you see, folks. No question about that. How about what's going on with Hillary Clinton and this new book that's coming out? I was wondering if that's circulating around Washington, if there's a lot of conversation about what's going to happen with the Clinton Foundation, the questions about the Clinton Foundation, and some of the foreign donations that they've gotten to. What's the feeling there in D.C.?
Well, I think the feeling is that this book that's about to come out, I'm not sure, has it been released yet? I don't think it has been.
No,
but
no.
But I know that it has really kind of dug deep into the Clinton Foundation and who's given money, where the money's come from, and that it is, it can be questionable in ways that the conversation can be framed. So if you are a supporter, you can frame it in certain ways. If you are not a supporter, it can be framed in certain ways. The Clintons today did announce that they are having their taxes re-audited for the second time.
Yeah.
Of 2014. That they're
right.
Having their taxes re-audited for the sake of, kind of as a way to kind of, quiet the rumors, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and I think that's a result, I think, of the book and of the conversation. I don't know. Maybe they would have still have done that, but it just lends itself to, already here's one thing that's happening because of this book, the Clinton Cash. How about this, the House unveiling the spending cuts for 2016? Do you think we're going to see any shockers in this? The Appropriations Committee Chair, Hal Rogers, says that the allocations are fair and balanced. That sounds like a tagline from one of the networks, Fox News, though. He says they're fair and balanced. So you must be hearing that a lot or something. But he says that they made tough choices. They had to make some really tough choices.
That's also a very kind of a catchy thing to say, tough choices,
Yeah.
So it's still early in the whole budget season, and, you know, this is an ongoing conversation throughout Congress constantly, you know? I mean, we'll see. I really can't answer with a strong conviction on that as much as I'd like, because this is going to move slowly over the next couple months and then very, very quickly, especially being, you know, I mean, it's kickoff the campaign tour time.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, it is a long process, because compared to last year, what they're saying, the spending levels, the Republicans are proposing to cut like $2 billion. They're talking about cutting $2 billion from financial services and general government, which that's a throw-in, $246 from the interior and the environment, and $4 billion from labor. And the HHS education bill, but this is a compromise. It doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of battling over this. There's no questions about that. And then the boosting of the funding for what? Military construction, Veterans Affairs, and that's what it is, right? It's more of that what we talked about the other night. It's that Potomac two-step, and this is part of the game, isn't it?
It really is, and they've had hearings almost every single week on the budget proposal of some department's, you know, branch or entity. So it's been going on since the budgets have been released.
Yeah,
that they've been having these hearings and everything.
Yeah, can you imagine if small businesses ran their businesses that way? You have all your departments, and they propose their budgets, and it takes a year to go through them. Approved.
there'd be no such thing as a small business.
There wouldn't be anything such as a small business. There's no question about that. The other day, last thing, Chris Christie on the campaign trail, although he's not officially in the campaign yet, wink, wink, talked about NAFTA and bringing NAFTA back. Is NAFTA kind of a dirty word, do you think, in D.C. among some?
Well, I think it's a dirty, it can be. I think it can be a dirty word. It's obviously something that could be brought up, especially now that, you know, I almost wonder if the New Jersey governor is saying this because of the current TPP that is going through, that President Obama has been kind of leading with about 12 or 11 other countries. So I'm almost wondering if it has more to do with kind of trying to stir the conversation more towards something he thinks that could be happening rather than what the president is actually proposing with the trade Pacific deal.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and what the clash could be there, for sure. I don't know. It's kind of interesting to hear that word recycled again. All right, William McDonald. It is interesting. William McDonald, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, the rest of the way, an interesting conversation with my pal Jared Bro, crisis communications guru, about this Britt McHenry situation. You know, the gorgeous ESPN anchor who walked into a towing place when her car was towed and decided to unload on the woman who was behind the counter. And what does this mean for ESPN, her future, really more for her future, not so much ESPN. And will people be looking at her and looking for her to trip up again, which is what I think will happen. But we'll go there with him coming up in our next segment of ATN. However, speaking of going there, what a tangled, crazy Clinton web has been spun. You know, we're talking about that book, Clinton Cash, and they're saying the foundation got money from investors with Russians pushing for the uranium deal. That's when, you know, this is part of the scrutiny that's going on because of this uranium company that ended up in the hands of the Russians, but it certainly gave them access to part of the U.S. uranium reserves and mega contributors to the Clinton Foundation. So when we say tangled web, it's just a perfect analogy of, are they going to be able to get out of this web, or will they be caught in the web? You know my feelings, as I've said in our last show, the Clintons were lawyers. The Clintons have lawyers around them. I mean, they get it. They get tight spaces and how to wiggle their way out of tight spaces. So I would have to assume they realized some of this was going on, unless they just, for some reason, felt like they were above that fray, which can happen. Now, Chelsea Clinton has been speaking out on the foundation donors and says, look, we're going to be transparent. And we've heard this transparency thing, of course, from the Obama administration. But she's saying, don't be knocking us. And she didn't say it quite like that, but she said, to be specific, to quote her, she said, we've always partnered with governments, NGOs, foundations who believe the work we do is important. What the Clinton Foundation has done is we will be even more transparent. And, you know, she was asked about the foreign donations because of the revelations from this book that the Clinton Foundation took money from foreign governments and sources. And she said that the donations were accepted, these donations that were accepted during her tenure, her mother's tenure as Secretary of State, were never, what's coming out is they were never properly recorded, but she's refuting that, saying that we're, again, going to be transparent. The foundation, since it started in 2000, has raised about $2 billion, and she is the vice chairwoman of the foundation. So she's saying, she did say, we need to do a better job with public information. We need to do that. The family is saying that they're going to be refiling tax returns after they found a bunch of errors in the financial statements, mostly over-reporting and under-reporting donations from the foreign governments. So when you say that, yeah, that makes a few people nervous. And, I mean, she's running it. Her mother and father are part of the Clinton Foundation, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. So, on the surface, when you say, oh, yeah, we get donations from foreign countries, and, you know, don't worry. It's not, if there's nothing that's going to be nefarious here, it's all on the up and up. But if you're dealing with foreign governments, you can see where the clash could come in. You can see where that could happen. But I still say that you would have to have something ironclad to shut it down on them. You really would. You really would have to have that. Otherwise, forget it. I mean, and transparency, you know, people are making jokes and saying, oh, come on, the books are cooked. And can you really believe what they're saying? They're caught in the crosshairs, or they'll say anything. And then people are trashing Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law, who is Ed Mezvinsky, who is a criminal, is a felon. So he had a whole bunch of scandals, financial scandals, investment-wise. And, you know, there's definitely a cloud of doubt, but there's always a cloud that kind of follows the Clintons. And for the transparency, they'd have to tell you everything that, they'd have to go down the list and tell you everything that everybody donated. And I don't suppose that's going to happen that easy. Think about that. 20%. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, 7 cabinet members signed off on a deal, basically, I'm going to say signed off on a deal, to give Russia how much of the production of uranium, U.S. production used for nuclear weapons and nuclear power? 20%. 20%. And then money was donated to the foundation. They absolutely have to come up with some good answers here for this. And I still think they will. I still think the Clintons know how to deal with this kind of thing. I think they'll be able to find a way to dance out of it, unless they just were not thinking that far ahead and somebody has one-upped them. Someone's one-upped them. And listen, the House has already called Clinton to testify on Benghazi, on the private server, on the emails, and now are they going to add this whole thing with the foundation? Could they put that in there? I don't think so. I don't think they will. But trust me, there's lots of investigating happening at this point. Lots of investigating. All right, since this is kind of scatter shooting here at the beginning, because I love to do that. So we bounce from the Clintons and transparency to Marco Rubio, who's now the head of the pack of the Republicans in a new Fox News poll anyway. There's been a lot of conversations about Rubio, so he jumped ahead of everybody. And when I say he jumped ahead of everybody, you look where, if I go down the list, the Bush dynasty, will there be Bush 3 in the White House? The way it's looking anyway with this poll, Rubio is on top of the list right now. He's got a little bit of a bump, a 5% bump after his announcement. He's 13%. He's got 13% in the race for the Republican nomination. Scott Walker has 12%. Rand Paul, 10%. This is Fox News. Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Mike Huckabee are tied at 9%. Ted Cruz gets 8%. And then it drops down considerably from there. People who haven't declared, like Chris Christie, he was at 4% and down even further than that. So pretty interesting, isn't it? The Tea Party put Walker first at 19%, Rubio 14%. Rand Paul checks in at 13%, Huckabee and Cruz 10%. So if we break it down even that much further. And I think this is the kind of thing we're going to see. We're going to see a lot of hopscotch until it gets closer to the real deal with these primaries. And Clinton is the only one who still has a majority, saying she is honest and very trustworthy, 51%. So 51%. How about that? Seems so high, doesn't it? So a lot of people, if there was hypothetical matchups, are still going with Clinton. Clinton best, and this is a Fox News poll, Clinton best each of the Republicans tested in the hypothetical matchups for 2016. She leads Paul 46-43, Bush 45-41, Rubio 46-42, Cruz, the worst, 47-42, and even Walker 46-40. And these are hypotheticals. And even the poll went so far as to ask, is Clinton too old and Rubio too young? And they all said nope on both counts. Nope on her being too old, and nope pretty much on him being too young. It's interesting to see the two polar opposites of that. But with the numbers being a lot closer, I still say it's a horse race in the end. It's a horse race! All right, we're going to Jared Bro, Crisis Communications, talking about the pretty blonde who opened her mouth and unfortunately inserted her foot. At what cost?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking a lot about Britt McHenry and, of course, how she unloaded at the tow services office on the woman who was behind the counter. It's crazy. It's gone viral many, 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 many times. It's been well over a week and a half, and still she's the butt of many, many jokes. But in all seriousness, she gets suspended for a week. And I'll tell you, we did a little poll here on America Tonight a couple of days ago, and most people felt as though she should have been fired, that if she were a man, she would have been bounced from ESPN for sure. Jared Breaux joins us. He's been on the show many times, crisis communications expert. Jared, first of all, when you first heard the story about Britt McHenry, were you kind of surprised at what a mean girl she was and how personal those attacks were?
I have two daughters, and I remember sitting and watching the movie Mean Girls with her, and the resemblance of her to the star of that movie, the Regina George character, was just uncanny. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea who Britt McHenry was until about a month ago. And here's how I found out. I was sitting in a restaurant near Dallas, Texas, having lunch with some guys, some work buddies, and suddenly the table got quiet and everybody's head turned, and I turned to see what it was, and there she was on TV. Mm-hmm. She is attractive enough that guys stop what they're doing at lunch and turn their heads. And here she is personifying the appearance and the personality of the mean girl. It blows me away.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you knew of her because of an incident before that had nothing to do with what she said. Do you think ESPN did the right thing in just the suspension for a week?
They blew it. And there is no reason for someone who displays this type of character, publicly or private, to be employed. Character is doing the right thing regardless of whether anyone sees you and regardless of whether you are in public or private. And it is okay to forgive someone for a bad act. It can be any of a number of horrible acts, including crimes, and you can have it in your heart to forgive that person. I don't see this as an issue of forgiveness for an employer like ESPN. I see this as a character decision that needs to be made by this network, that a person like this can easily be replaced by somebody with equal or more talent, equal or more attractiveness, and definitely a better personality type.
Yeah, boy, I totally agree with that. Do you think, like so many people have said to me, if she were a man, she would have been fired?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be the case. ESPN has had mostly guys that they've had to suspend in the past, sometimes saying rotten things about their co-anchors, and they've just suspended them. I think people expect a certain amount of what I'm going to describe as blowhard testosterone on ESPN, just like on sports radio. You know, you run pretty even-keel shows, but you know that in your business, you know that there are consultants who come into these stations and say, guys, you know, you got to stir up the pot.
Yep.
It's callers to call
yep.
in. It's a gag to get people to come in. So ESPN kind of expects that blowhardness. But I think what happens in this case is she just personifies the stereotype of the mean girl and personifies what you see in movies. But there's a difference between acting and actually being that rotten that you would say that to somebody. I just can't fathom who the individual is that would go on that many tirades. I mean, here are some of the things she said. I'm in the news, sweetheart, and I will effing sue this place. Oh, yeah, that's why I have a degree and you don't. With no education, no skills, just want to clarify that. You feel good about your job so that you could be, so I could be a college dropout and I could do something like this. Maybe if I was missing some teeth, you would hire me. Oh, like you're looking so stunning because look, I'm on TV and you're in the effing trailer. Lose some weight, baby. Who actually says those things in public to another human being, whether you're on camera or not on camera? That's just flawed character. And I worked in TV for 15 years. I worked with people who were rotten, but not that rotten. They would chew out the camera crew. They would chew out the teleprompter operator. And look, there's no place for that. There are too many nice human beings on the globe who can do the job. ESPN is getting it wrong, and they have a chance to send a message to the world as well as to their employees. You need to be nice to work for us.
Do you think, I totally agree with that, do you think that sometimes when there's more pressure, if the story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and this one has really cycled around a lot, I mean, she got massive publicity, in a sense, the wrong kind of publicity for this, in the New York Post and the Chicago Tribune, you know, you name any place, Jared, and you know this, everybody was talking about it, sometimes when there's a lot of pressure and it comes back, then they'll change their mind and somebody loses their job. Do you think there's any chance of that?
You know, I've been waiting for that to happen. The New York Post put out a headline. Well, here it is. It says, a sorry excuse for a human being. USA Today, Sports Illustrated, everybody who's anybody wrote about this and said, there's no place for this person. And immediately the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry started trending. But here's what I've noticed. I'm talking about it and you're talking about it, but when you look on Twitter, the number of people talking about it on the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry has sloughed off. And what I'm really waiting to see is whether ESPN thinks, okay, this has died down, we can let it go. If they put her back on the air, the day that her face shows back up, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not the outcry begins again. Because it's calmed down on social media. It hit a peak at a fiery pitch real fast, and then it dropped from the news cycle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I noticed that, too, that it was really tipping the charts. There's no question about it. And then it pulled back a little bit, which sometimes happens because the 140-character world, there's always something else that comes down the pike, and believe it or not, and you know that because it moves so quickly.
And today and tomorrow, it's Bruce Jenner, you know. Bruce is going to take the headlines as what's trending next.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. From the world of crisis communication, and you said ESPN got it wrong. Why don't they have guys like you on speed dial? Because, I mean, they're a huge corporation. It seems like a lot of times they do get it wrong. And it's like you're talking about blowhard testosterone. Do they have this, hey, we're the kings. Do they have this sort of arrogance about them that it doesn't matter. We'll do what we do and we'll deal with it and move on.
Usually it's a money decision more than an ethics decision. What they're looking at is how many people tune in to watch this gal when she's on the air. And I'll use Fox News as an example. If you turn on Fox News, it is blondes, legs. Mm-hmm. The diversity at Fox News is putting the brunette on the air. I saw one the other day. That's a representation of diversity. Sex sells. Sex appeal sells. Putting a gal out there with long legs and a big smile and her blonde hair gets men to tune in. The primary audience, even though there are tons of gals involved in sports, the primary audience at ESPN is skewed heavily toward the male demographic.
Yeah.
And let's face it, given a choice of what you're going to put on the air to try to bring the guys in, you're going to put whatever has the sex appeal in there. You're going to have a certain number of the blowhard guys who are former jocks and whatever else. But if she's eye candy and bringing people in on this subject, and what's sad for her is she had everything going for her. You know, she is an athlete. She is a soccer star. She knows the sport. She knows it in and out because she's played there. And she can talk about it and be intelligent when talking about soccer. And the good Lord blessed her with her appearance. Man, but when you're that rotten, look, there's somebody else who's also a great soccer player who can also be whatever eye candy ESPN wants and can be just a nice human being.
Yeah, well said.
I think they're just getting it wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're getting it wrong, too. Is there anything that she can do to turn it around? Because I thought it was such a tepid response, apology. You know, if you were advising her on the other side of this, hey, people are perceiving you as a mean girl, your humanity is being questioned, is there anything she could do to turn it around?
If she tried to turn it around too fast, it would come across as nothing but a publicity stunt. And it was interesting because somebody sent me a link when they read about it on my blog. Somebody sent me a link and said, look at this. She's supposed to talk to 1,000 kids about bullying. A person like her would need to actually, I think, go to professional therapy to learn that you're not better than someone else because you're on TV. You're not better than somebody else because you went to college. You're not better than somebody else because of your appearance. You're not better because of. What we're seeing here is a DNA that's been boiling up in her DNA for 28 years. It's just her personality, and you can't change the stripes on a tiger or the spots on a leopard. That's her DNA. I don't know what the future holds for her. You and I do a lot of speaking at conferences. I hope she doesn't turn into some motivational speaker who tries to get up there and say she's changed her ways. I don't think she's changed her ways. And what's going to be tough for her is how many other people will record her in a coffee shop or in a nightclub or in a grocery store or getting her hair done to see whether or not this happens again.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to just suppress this overnight. This would require an evolution for her. As a crisis communication guy, I can often provide advice to people. I was asked when the two frat boys were singing the racist songs. I was asked by somebody involved with that, what do these guys need to do? And my advice was, you have to go make amends to the people that you hurt. You have to go into the minority community and apologize, and you have to do works of good deed. That doesn't actually work for her. Going into a community to apologize, what she does need to do is do a heartfelt visit back to the person that she offended. She needs to write a caring letter that says she's sorry. But the tone of her apology that she put on Twitter, for me, is insufficient. I get the impression, like many people in her shoes, they're sorry that they got caught. They're not sorry they committed the act. Given an opportunity not to get caught, they would probably do it again, and I think that's the flaw with her.
Absolutely. Jared Breaux, Crisis Communications man, guru, etc., thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Always wonderful to talk to you. Bye.
Well, I have heard it said, but I'm a mean girl. With an edge, you draw the line.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
all right, we're hitting that final seg here on America Tonight. And kind of tying some things up that happened on the day. Some of the things that we were talking about actually at the top of this show. Certainly, there is no doubt that the Clintons' woes with whatever is going to ultimately happen with the Clinton Foundation. They're saying transparency and all of that kind of stuff. But whatever ultimately happens, you know, does it stick or not stick is the key thing. They can say whatever they want about we'll let you know whatever you want to know, because we're going to be very transparent. We're fixing anything that doesn't seem like it's above board. But ultimately, it's that perception that people form their opinions as to whether or not they were trying to pull a fast one. And I'll stick by the same thing I've been saying for the last couple of days. I don't see it. I don't see this tripping them up. I just don't see that happening. Don't see it. You might disagree. And if you do, in fact, you can always flip in your two cents at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And I got to tell you, I searched high and low for what I thought would make an interesting daily salute. Sometimes it's something amazing, Good Samaritan-wise, that somebody's done for somebody else. Sometimes it's somebody that should be recognized and isn't necessarily looking for recognition. And sometimes I think the daily salute just needs to be something really, really cool. And here's what I think is really, really cool. I applaud anyone who unearths, easy for me to say, a discovery that blows our mind. For example, out of Hong Kong, there's this Chinese city that now has the largest number of dinosaur eggs in the world, and they've added a new batch to their collection. Check this out. Construction workers unearthed 43 fossilized dinosaur eggs during this road repair that they were doing in southern China, and it happened over the weekend. Last weekend, the city already calls itself the home of dinosaurs. It won a Guinness World Record for the world's largest collection of dino eggs at its museum in 2004. And now they, for the first time, the fossils have been discovered in the city center. So they stopped all the road work. The researchers and construction workers jumped down into a ditch to dig out the fossils. 19 of the eggs. Can you imagine? I mean, this is like Jurassic Park on steroids, but in the real world. 19 of the eggs are completely intact. The largest is 5 inches in diameter. So they say they're going to continue to look at the fossils to determine which dinosaur species they belong to. Most of the eggs in the museum's collection right now are the duck-billed dinosaurs. They roamed the Earth 89 million years ago. And nearly 17,000 dinosaur eggs have been uncovered in the city since the first group of fossils were found in 1996. So think about that. 17,000 dinosaur eggs uncovered only since 1996. I, like, want to take the show to the city. We need to take the show on the road and go there. So to me, when in this world of crazy cockamamie fascinations with Bruce Jenner turning into a woman and his offspring or stepdaughters or whatever and the size of their booties and the crazy reality shows, I think this is such an awesome, awesome thing. And I would love it if these dinosaur eggs would actually go on tour. Can you imagine that? So I'm going to say the daily salute goes to the very excited, as I understand, construction workers who weren't even questioned. They immediately stopped and wanted to help. They got the researchers there as soon as they could, and they wanted to help them on their own dime, so they're not getting paid for that, to help dig out these eggs. Woohoo! Yeah, yeah. Some fossils. I want to find some fossils. I have some fossils, but they're fossils I got in shops. I have never unearthed a shark's tooth or any other kind of fossil. And I think that's amazing. Because seriously, I mean, you know, it's not like they're making a fortune anyway, but they did it at their own expense because they were pulled into the story and excited about that. And, you know, I don't know. That tells me something. Absolutely. All right. I got to fill in the blanks on a few things here before we skedaddle, including this one, because we followed Petraeus, General David Petraeus' story for such a long time, and to me he was one of the great generals and was taken down in a very sad way, and it was a big loss, I think, from the military point of view. So in the end, he was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $100,000 fine. And you know the story of what happened. Seriously, brilliant military mind. He oversaw our operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was even listed at one point as a potential presidential candidate. So now he doesn't have to get into the orange jumpsuit, but he's got to do the probation thing. And all this is for falling down over a woman, Paula Broadwell, because he shared classified information with her, and she was someone he was fooling around with, but was also was the biographer of the story that she was writing about Petraeus. This has been 2.5 years. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, my brother lives in Tampa, and remember the whole socialite thing? My sister-in-law's family lives right next door to the other woman who was throwing parties for Petraeus, and then they were looking at her as somehow involved in something else that was going on with Petraeus, and nothing ever came out about that. But there's an interview What You Missed with my sister-in-law, Chrissy Delaney, and she talks about how chaotic and crazy it was when this all was kicked open 2.5 years ago. There was nothing but live trucks all over their lawns. And remember, he resigned as director of the CIA. That was just 2012, after that whole relationship became public. But the plea deal allows him to avoid the jumpsuit and the bars, and they agreed not to send him to jail because the information, thank goodness, was never released to the public or published in the biography. And a lot of people think he can still kind of bounce back, recover from his reputation, the dent to his reputation, and, you know, move on from that. He probably already has. I mean, listen, he's had other things happen for him since then. But he had such a brilliant career in front of him, and he was in the middle of a brilliant career. Leading CENTCOM and the forces in Afghanistan. So he retires from the military at the CIA back in 2011. And after a year, boom, the resignation letter. Taking the walk of shame, all because of the woman who was chronicling his life, you know, having to admit that was actually someone he was messing around with, and she had access to classified information. So in a way, he really dodged something even worse. He really, really did. And see, in the notebooks that he had, or she had too, access to national security meetings, identities of covert officers, and all kinds of classified documents. So he pleads guilty to a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor. Wow. The mighty fall hard, there's no doubt about that. Thanks for hanging with us and spending time here on America Tonight. You can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.